From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A van crashed into a crowd outside a popular bar on Saturday in the western German city of Münster, killing at least three people and injuring 20 others. Police said the driver of the vehicle killed himself. Here's a witness to the crash. He said, it was a really stressful day. I worked. I heard a loud bang, screaming, and then the police arrived and everyone was sent outside. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is deeply shocked by the terrible events in Münster. In a statement, Merkel said everything conceivable is being done to investigate the crime and to support the victims and their relatives. My thanks goes to all the responders at the scene. At least 14 people were killed late Friday when a semi-trailer collided with a bus carrying a Canadiens junior hockey team. A total of 28 people, including coaches and the driver, were on the bus at the time of the accident, which happened in Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he could not imagine what the parents of the players were going through. He said, quote, "My heart goes out to everyone affected by this terrible tragedy." The Trump administration says the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China has unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs, including soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact. More information on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.